Hare Krishna, reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 1. Chapter 2 is entitled Contents of the Gita Summarized. 1. Sanjay said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudan Krishna spoke the following words. Comment. By calling Krishna Madhusudan, Sanjay informed Dhritarashtra that Arjuna's doubts will now be killed by the killer of the Maru demon. As Srila Prabhupada explains, the word Madhusudana is significant in this verse. Lord Krishna killed the demon Madhu, and now Arjuna wanted Krishna to kill the demon of misunderstanding that had overtaken him in the discharge of his duty. Dhritarashtra was happy to hear of Arjuna's mood of renunciation. Now his sons could be victorious. Sanjay's words, however, will dispel Dhritarashtra's happiness. 2. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. They lead not to higher planets, but to infamy. Comment. Krishna tells Arjuna that his many good arguments are anaryajishtam, not befitting an Aryan. Arjuna's impurities will not lead him to swagaloka, aswagyam, and will only cause him infamy, akirtikaram. In other words, Arjuna will become infamous in the present, and then at death, he will not be awarded residence in the higher planets. Therefore, Krishna does not approve of Arjuna's compassion. Text 3. O son of Prita, do not yield to this degrading impotence. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart, and arise, O chastiser of the enemy. Comment. Krishna immediately decries Arjuna's decision with the word klaibyam, impotence. Kshatriyas are by nature proud and virile. By accusing Arjuna of impotence and weakness, Krishna slaps Arjuna. Simultaneously, Krishna reminds Arjuna of his great heritage by addressing him as Partha. Arjuna is the son of Lord Indra, who is a great warrior and the king of the heavenly planets. Krishna wants to know how someone with such a high birth could act more like a Kshatriya-bandhu, simply a member of the Kshatriya family, not an actual Kshatriya. Srila Prabhupada says, if the son of a Kshatriya declines to fight, he's a Kshatriya in name only. Krishna has not accepted Arjuna's numerous arguments. Kshudra means low class and petty. Krishna directs this insult at Arjuna to challenge him and stir his Kshatriya blood. Arjuna responds in the next verse and tries to disprove Krishna's analysis. For Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counteract with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona, who are worthy of my worship? My comment. Arjuna wants Krishna to know that his decision not to fight is due to his strong-heartedness, not weak-heartedness. As Srila Prabhupada mentions, offering even a verbal argument to one's superiors transgresses Vedic etiquette, what to speak of fighting and killing them. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, by addressing Krishna as Madhusudan and Arisudana, Krishna calls attention to the fact that Krishna is the killer of his enemies, not of his guru and grandfather. Arjuna would prefer to offer flowers at the feet of Drona and Bhishma, not arrows. But how would Arjuna maintain himself if he were to give up his duty as a warrior, not fight? Arjuna continues, it would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If they are killed, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood. overcome it. Again, Kshatriyas do not beg, they rule. Without a kingdom, Arjuna would have nothing to rule. Arjuna is well aware of that, but he prefers the embarrassment of begging to the sinful reaction for killing his worshipable superiors. Although his present life would be difficult, his future life would not be stained with the sin of killing his guru. Arjuna, strongly justifying his position, continues in the next verse to give his fifth and final reason not to fight, referred to in the comment to Bhagavad Gita 127. Here is that final reason not to fight, text 6. Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live, yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield. Comment. Arjuna does not know what to do. If he does not fight, he will have to beg. If he fights and wins, he will have killed almost all his friends and relatives. Fighting and losing will mean his death. Therefore, he is confused about his duty. Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, however, that Arjuna has the qualities necessary to receive knowledge. His mind and senses are controlled, and he is detached, faithful, and tolerant. Perplexed, yet eager for enlightenment, Arjuna recites the following verse. 7. Now I am confused about my duty, and I have lost all composure because of miserly weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please, O Krishna, please instruct me. Comment. Arjuna has based his reasons not to fight on compassion, logic, and shastra, yet the result of his reasoning has been confusion. Therefore, Arjuna, to remove his confusion, surrenders to his guru, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains that on our own, we will always become confused, despite our best endeavor to solve our problems. Here's the quotation from Prabhupada. By nature's own way, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step, there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. All Vedic literatures advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, and yet it takes place, and we become perplexed. Vedic wisdom, therefore, advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a bona fide spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not, therefore, remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. The comment continues. Because Arjuna surrenders to Krishna in text 7, we naturally expect Krishna to begin his instructions in text 8, but he doesn't. He has not yet accepted Arjuna as his student. When Arjuna says, I am perplexed, confused, and I want to surrender to you, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan gives Krishna's reply as follows. You know Shastra, why not use your own logic and reasoning? Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna replies, I'm your friend. I'm not in the mood of being your guru, so how can I accept you as my disciple? Because you have a respectful attitude towards Vyasadeva and others, why not go to them? Krishna's initial response thus tests Arjuna's determination, and Arjuna further expresses his desire to surrender to Krishna in the next verse. Okay, Hare Krishna. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.